USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are actively selling the new stimulus bill.
America is turning the corner, and I think the attitude of Americans is turning the corner as well. People now see a brighter future for this country and their regions.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer opening the Senate saying the nearly $2 trillion package will give small businesses and workers a huge boost. The bill being touted also as a COVID-19 relief bill, but less than 10% of the money going to the bill is actually towards COVID relief. More than one out of four adult Americans have gotten at least one COVID-19 shot. The CDC says that means nearly 71 million Americans have some protection against the coronavirus. The Federal Health Agency also says close to 1 in 10 Americans are now fully vaccinated. That announcement comes as half the states roll back pandemic restrictions. USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices, your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
After reports of dangerous blood clots developed in patients receiving AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccines, several European countries have halted the immunizations.
Those countries include Spain, Germany, Italy, and France. There have been 37 reports of the blood clots developing after more than 17 million doses. I questioned Dr. Mark Sherwood, author of the book Fork Your Diet, if there is reason for concern.
It's inherently reasonable to assume there could be potential side effects. Now, regarding the blood clots at this moment, do we know or not for sure if the vaccines are the direct contributor? We don't. And could they be? Yes. Might they not be? Yes.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Retail sales in February off 0.3%. The experts had forecast a 0.6% drop. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A Pennsylvania woman is accused of doctoring videos and images of teenagers on her daughter's cheerleading squad as part of an alleged harassment campaign to get them in trouble. Rafaela Spohn was charged with cyber harassment of a child and related offenses stemming from a pattern of activity that began last year.
The suspect is alleged to have taken a real picture and edited it through some photoshopping app to make it look like this teenage girl had no clothes on.
Bucks County, Pennsylvania District Attorney Matt Weintraub, speaking there on ABC News, he continues.
The essence of it was to knock them down, essentially to try to shame them or get them knocked off the team, would appear to be the motivation.
Spohn's attorney, Robert Byrd, says his client denies the allegations.
She categorically denies doing what the police are charging her of doing. Her life has been turned upside down. So is her daughter's. I mean, this is very serious stuff.
David Shore, former campaign operative for President Barack Obama, says Democrats have to press forward and grant statehood to Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia in order to maintain their control of the House and Senate. Short telling a New York magazine that by doing that, they would roughly triple their chances of holding on to the House and roughly the same in the Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.